She's already conquered TV and music, but the wildly unfiltered Courtney Stodden is finally getting into the podcast game. And guys, this is the premiere episode, and we're so excited to bring it to you. Guys, this is Courtney Stodden. Stay tuned.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Good jam, Court.
Daddy issues.
Daddy issues. Courtney Stodden. Of course, you guys know this song. You know this voice. This is Courtney. Courtney, this is the first show.
Yeah.
How are you feeling?
Sorry about all of that crazy. What was that, like, on and off? Like.
Well, for those viewing live, this is the joy of live TV. You guys got to see behind the curtain.
I mean, look at Mariah Carey. Look what happened to her.
I know. Girl, you know
she's
what?
A queen. It happens to queens,
It happens to queens, and we rolled through it because we're pros.
Yeah. We bounce. We bounce.
Courtney, this is your debut episode. How are you feeling?
Yeah, I'm feeling so good.
Good.
So it's called Illegally Blonde.
I think this is Courtney Stodden.
Because, oh my
Oh, uh-oh.
I had a whole joke, too.
Did you? Well, let's do the joke.
I had it all, like, set up. So I thought it was going to be called Illegally Blonde, and I was going to say, I'm so blonde, it's illegal. And then, like, you guys changed the title.
Well, you know, search engine optimization.
It's on here. It's on my paper.
Well,
another malfunction.
That's our subtitle. This is Courtney Stodden, Illegally Blonde.
Illegally Blonde.
You guys...
Jeff, now you need to go blonde so that you match the full panel.
I was going to say.
I know. I think that's what's going
on. Next week, you're bleaching your hair.
I did in high school.
I'll do it for you. I'm a hairdresser, too.
The problem is it comes out orange if you try to bleach my hair. I used to be
no,
a swimmer.
That's
bleach
because my hair you don't do
way
it right.
darker than See, yours.
I have black hair.
Yeah, I have
Same.
Black hair, too.
Yeah.
Well, we can do it for an episode. How's that?
Let's do it.
Guys, of course, you already know Courtney. That's why you're tuned in. Real quick, my name is Jeff. I'm a host and producer at this network as well, and I'm so excited to be here. Zach, let the fans know who you are.
Hi, guys. I'm Zach Peter. I'm a writer, podcaster, pop culture junkie, and sometimes Courtney Stodden's long-lost brother.
Oh, baby.
Only on the weekends.
Yeah.
I'm like the weird stepdad.
Well, then why don't you text me more, then?
I always respond to your text
messages. No, hardly. I know, but then I was like, I thought we were going to be like BFF.
I'll sext you tonight.
I was waiting. No, I don't need to see your dick pic. I just want a little love.
There's so much love right now.
So much love. Your hands are cold. That means you're a good person.
Because it's
wait, what? Cold hands means good person.
Yeah, because I have cold hands all the time, and I'm a very good person.
That's absolutely.
There we go.
So, Courtney,
Soul Sisters.
We're so excited about this podcast. Of course, it's here because Kevin Undergaro, who's our CEO and founder, you guys know him as Maria Menounos, his husband. He has a podcast, brought you on. To this day, says that your appearance on The Tomorrow Show is one of his favorites that he's had on the show. Mm-hmm. Why? So he thinks you have this very unique point of view, which I totally agree with. Why are you excited to have a podcast here at the network?
I am just, at first, I want to say thank you, not only to Kevin and to Maria, but you, like everyone at AfterBuzz, because I don't know what the hell I'm doing, okay? And like, I'm surrounded by so many amazing people here and hosts and like this growing young Hollywood, you know, phenomena. And I'm just like, oh my God, me? A show? I don't even know how to make pancakes. Bear with me, but I just want to say that first. But then, last but not least, I feel like everybody is gonna get to know me so much more than they ever have before, and that's why I feel like I'm the most nervous in here. And so, you know, I had some weed, I had a little bit of Patron to try to chill It's like I feel like I'm approaching this like I want to be so real with my supporters and listeners and, you know, people who are new to me, because I just don't want to go in with all of that crappy, like, oh, I think she's this or that. And I'm so ready just to be honest. And so I'm numb here at AfterBuzz for you guys doing this crazy podcast. And I just want to thank you. My soul sister, better text me more. And you, my soon-to-be blonde.
I know. I used to be a swimmer, so we used to dye our hair, but mine would always turn out orange.
To, like, help you swim faster?
No, because we would shave our whole body to swim faster. So the week before, we would dye it.
Would you shave your, like, groin area, too?
Everything, yeah.
Everything.
Your butthole, too?
Nah, we didn't do the buttholes.
But there's protection. There are cheeks to guide the butthole.
Exactly. Anything can happen on the podcast.
Why wouldn't you shave your butthole, though? Why would you leave that one hanging?
Well, it's because true. It has the cheeks to cover it, so the skin will still...
The water doesn't get into your butt. You know what, though? I didn't make sectionals.
The water doesn't get into your butt.
My senior year, if I would have only shaved my butthole, I might have made it to state. I should have thought about it. Courtney, if only you would have been coaching me.
You might have been. Like, you know what? First thing, you got to wax your butthole, baby.
First things first, wax.
Number one claim to fame, wax your butthole.
You know what? The truth is, though, Courtney, is you are.
Is your butthole waxed?
It's not.
Why not?
Not yet. Not yet.
Why not? You look like you would have a waxed asshole.
This is what's happening next week.
Doesn't he look like he would have?
You're going to make pancakes. I'm going to wax my butthole, and Jeff is going to go blonde. There we go.
Wow, those are some major milestones.
Goals. Clearly, we really have our shit together on this podcast. Yeah. The thing is, though, Courtney, you do have these gems of wisdom that no one else in the world has, because obviously the fans know you well, but you've said it on record before, you've kind of lived three different lives already. Mm-hmm. You know, the amount you've experienced in the short life you've lived here is more than most people experience in three lifetimes. So things like maybe shaving your butthole could have gotten you to state as a swimmer. That's one example of the knowledge that you possess that, like, no one else has.
I only started shaving my butthole, probably 3 years ago.
And you're giving me crap for it?
I know.
Why'd you start shaving?
Don't say crap and butthole in the same. Oh my God, I'm going to throw up.
Why did you start shaving your butthole, Courtney?
Why did I start shaving my butthole? Because, you know, I just thought, why am I having a hairy, like, I mean, I'm not that hairy, but I'm just like, because I kind of put my camera down there a couple times. And I was like, you know, dissecting everything and looking and seeing what other people see.
It's good.
Yeah, it's true. Good to know what your body looks like.
I'm trying to have some self-love, you know. Absolutely. Why not love
my
pussy?
You have to love all your parts.
But I didn't really love the hairy asshole. So I was like, you know, I'm just going to shave that. And so, you know, now I'm squeaky, squeak, bear. Squeak.
I love it. Well, what we'll be doing on this show, guys, is, of course, getting Courtney's unfiltered take on the
getting waxed,
getting bleached, making pancakes.
Oh, we should bleach your butthole too while we're down there.
Yeah, we can bleach your hair and your asshole at the same time.
I don't know
that's
if I'm
your
ready
job.
To do that.
You bleach his butt.
Right.
I don't know if I'll do that on camera. I'm not ready for that phase of my career yet, but maybe off camera we can do that. But you know, we're gonna be talking about the news, talking about what's going on, and just, you know, getting Courtney's incredibly unique worldview. There's no matter how you feel about Courtney Stodden, no one else thinks like you think.
You don't think so?
I don't think so. Can you think of anyone else who has the similar point of view to you?
My amazing guy right here.
Nice. I love it.
He is sitting right here and he's fabulous, but I feel like you're the only person. I'm talking to like a ghost. You know? I feel like you're the only person. But other than him, like, I think, like, I can connect with a lot of people. So on, you know, a huge spectrum, I'm very, like, artistic.
Yeah.
I'm very deep. And that's kind of the side of me that isn't in the public. I haven't put that in the public because I feel like I would lose my entirety if I put everything out there for everyone to just judge and,
absolutely,
you know, go to town on. So I keep my sanity, you know, in a safe lock, you know, over here.
No, your candor is so raw that it humanizes you, and I think that's what I love about chatting with you on, like, a podcast in this form.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
Maybe totally unfiltered.
So I get why, you know, you were saying you're a little nervous for this format, because if you've been hiding things, you know, and
there's
you've
no
been
bullshit
on this format, you know, it's the real.
There's no bullshit.
This is Courtney Stodden.
Yeah. This is Courtney Stodden.
This is me. So.
Well, the big news story that, of course, dropped yesterday. We're going to talk a lot about pop culture on this podcast because you guys know Courtney is at the epicenter of pop culture, especially here in Hollywood. But Bryan Singer, who's a A-list director, most recently just directed Bohemian Rhapsody, which won the Golden Globe for Best Picture.
Amazing movie.
Yeah, it was great.
I loved this movie.
Not for Zach.
You didn't like this movie.
Well, I didn't watch the movie. There was too much hype about it, and when there's too much hype about a movie, like,
that's
I'm not...
That's why I didn't go see Star is Born. I did not go see Star is Born.
I haven't seen that one either.
Girl, it's good.
Give me some for that one. No, I love Lady Gaga. I just felt like, yeah, it's too much hype, and it's cheese at the end of the day for me. So
it is
like,
kind of cheesy.
But now I kind of want to go see it, because the hype has died down.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Star is Born. But, like, for Bohemian Rhapsody, I was just like, I got a text from someone, and they're like, you need to go see this movie. It reminds me of you. Mm-hmm.
I
was like, what the fuck?
That's a huge compliment, though.
Like, I was like, what the hell? Because Doug, my ex, used to listen to Queen all the time. And I was like this, you know, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, when you're really like, oh, this is stupid.
Yeah.
This is stupid. Turn on, you know, Lady Gaga. Like, you know, at that point. But I was like, fine, fuck. I'm a narcissist. I was like, oh, okay, you know, that's me. I'll go see it.
Yeah.
So I went to see it. I just, like, I was crying.
Well, it's a great film.
I was fucking crying. And I'm a Queen fan.
It's a great movie. And Bryan Singer is a very talented director. He also directed X-Men. He's among the A-list of Hollywood's directors. For the last two decades, there's been rumors swirling about regarding his interest in young boys sexually. And, you know, amidst all the Me Too news breaking and, you know, a huge line of Hollywood predators being taken down, finally a huge expose broke in The Atlantic. After having read through it, I would recommend you guys read it as well if you're interested. I'd say it's as bad, maybe worse than anything we've read for anyone else.
Yeah.
And what's crazy about all of this, the big difference is that, you know, rather than young Hollywood starlets, it's all young boys, primarily under the age of 18. And right now, Bryan Singer has a number of projects in the works. He signed deals with studios, and it doesn't seem like there's nearly as much punishment for him as there have been for other A-listers in Hollywood. Why do you guys think this is?
I think part of it has to do, it's like, it's media fatigue. You know, we went through so much of it with Harvey Weinstein and it was hot for a minute. Mm-hmm. And like, you know, now that storyline has been retired. Unfortunately, like, that's how Hollywood works. We work in headlines, we work in clickbait. Mm-hmm. And I also don't think that this is, because it's not a man being a predator towards a woman, you know, it's two men. And I think, unfortunately, in today's age, there's still a big minority of our country that doesn't quite, that they correlate, you know, homosexuality with perversion. And so to them, it, you know, this just kind of makes sense in that narrative. And it's nothing they really want to give attention to, unfortunately.
I agree. I just feel like, I don't know. I think, like, it was like, you know, do you think women are getting more attention than men, right? I think, like, that's the majority of people and the question. I feel like potentially that is something that is going on, which is sad.
Yeah.
Because women are just as sexually attractive as men.
Yeah.
And then the pedophilia is both genders. Yeah. And I do feel like the male, you know, that it just slided a little bit.
Yeah.
And as a person who has been, who is a survivor of sexual assault, I, you know, I felt really let down by the system and on my end. So it's like, you know, whatever. But I do think that it is more geared towards the pussy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right?
I think it's easier for people. It's easier for people to understand a woman as a victim than it is to understand a guy. Unfortunately, we're still conditioned to believe that men are supposed to be tough. And if we go through, you know, sexual assault, that's embarrassing and it's not something comfortable to discuss.
Yeah.
You are supermen, right? Every man is like hard as a pistol and you're fucking like,
I mean, 80% of the day he is.
And it's so fucked up. But it's, oh my God.
Ladies and gentlemen,
fuck me. Fuck me right now.
You know what's interesting, though, is I think, like, similarly, Courtney,
I did not fart. That was my Christian Louboutin hitting the stool.
What's so interesting about this, though, is, so we're saying that these stories of these young boys aren't as credible because, you know, they're not these innocent women. Do you think, in a similar way, Courtney, because the media had already painted you as sort of this sexy, sexual...
Minor.
Yeah. Do you think think your story was also discredited because you were already this, you know, you weren't this innocent victim? Do you think your Me Too story was taken with credibility, or do you think people tried to discredit it because you were already sort of this sexy... You know,
are you saying, you know, blame this, like, slut shame? Are you saying slut shaming?
Do you feel like you got that from the media when
slut shamed? I think that I can get that from any bracket, any source, right? Whether that's people in freaking churches or people over, you know, whatever. Like, people are going to judge in any bracket of life. Yeah. So I don't fucking care. I don't know. I just know what happened. And, you know, maybe that is one of the sources of my depression, you know, my ups and downs that I want to get to, by the way, because I've had a lot of highs and lows this week.
Yeah.
And I feel like I wanted that to be a lot of the podcast is talking about mental health. But for me, sexual assault is linked to mental health completely. Mm-hmm. And then when it's ignored by the court or legal or whatever, I mean, that is just like a double whammy.
Yeah.
I mean, that fucking hurts.
And it wasn't until recently that we were even comfortable having a conversation about sexual assault and like this being a real issue and victims actually having, you know, issues with depression and anxiety and PTSD after the fact. Like, this is still relatively new. Like, for the longest time, we did slut shame and we did, you know, blame the victim. system. And you know, life wasn't SVU, you know, Law and Order, and Mariska Hargitay wasn't coming to save every victim.
It's true. Right. Though I do love Mariska Hargitay.
Jane Mansfield is like, woo!
Speaking of your week, Courtney, I feel like, you know, normally the top will kind of dive in. How's your week been? What's been going
on? I'm not going to spill too many crazies.
Spill it.
But, have you guys, okay, you get highs and lows, right? I'm a very manic person, mm-hmm. so I'm very up and then I'm very down. And I went into my psychologist, and he's like, you aren't bipolar. I don't know why you think you're bipolar. I'm just like, but I'm because up and down and up and down. And I realize it's because, you know, I'm smoking a joint and then, I'm not.
Yeah.
So it's like, I'm like, my mood, and I'm like, what am I so depressed about in life? So do you ever think about that stuff? Like, do you ever think about, like, what are you depressed about? Like, is there, like, two Zachs?
I think there are, like, 8 Zachs. It depends on the day. But, no, I think mental health is also such a new territory for us to even be discussing that we're still kind of figuring out, you know, is it biological and physical and the chemistry in our body, or is it because of the substances that we're taking and is that affecting us, or is it just emotional and mental, or are we making it up for attention? You know, these are all different things that we're still trying to figure out within mental health. I mean, what do you feel like you relate to the most?
I don't know. I just think that I just linked it because of the sexual assault, you know, and the sexual abuse victims. I mean, you can struggle with so many PTSD and you're not even realizing that it's linking to the sexual assault. But yeah, it's just crazy.
Well, if you go back and read this article, that's a huge kind of theme throughout the whole thing, is all these boys, you know, who are now have grown up into men and the aftermath of what they've seen.
Oh, God, they're dealing with so much PTSD.
I think in that stuff, it's quiet and it's slow, but I think the effect that sexual abuse can have in these moments is so much greater than people give it credit for.
Yes, definitely.
And so many people deal with it on a regular basis, and that's not even being addressed yet. Like, we're just addressing the fact that, you know, sexual assault happened,
mm-hmm.
you know, and it's going to take long for Hollywood to even get on board with, you know, dealing with the aftermath and addressing, especially so many people in Hollywood that have to face that.
Right. Mm-hmm. It's just interesting. I sort of expected more coverage on this. I expected a bigger backlash on this, but I haven't seen...
Yeah, I really didn't even hear about it.
I know.
I didn't even hear about it.
And it came out yesterday.
Yeah. And I mean, it's a huge... This was, I think, The Atlantic's attempt, whatever their intentions are, this was their attempt to, you know, break one of the biggest news stories of 2019, and we haven't heard much.
Ugh, that's really sad.
It's sad. And Zach,
it's just sad.
I'm especially interested. You said you feel like people already have this view that homosexuality is this perversion.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel
Do you think they still have that?
Yeah, go to the Midwest.
In Hollywood, though?
No, I mean... A little bit in Hollywood, there's still a good, like, 15%
of people
that are,
so they're everywhere.
Yeah.
And it might be subconscious. Yeah. You know, it's probably subconscious homophobia.
It's been so, you know, deeply embedded into our culture and our society for so long that, you know, you come to West Hollywood and, yes, there's this, you know, there's a rainbow on every block, but there's, you know.
On the sidewalk. Walk. You may walk now safely.
Yeah, you have a rainbow penis in the window. But, you know, you don't. It's still, for the rest of the world, and even for some parts of Los Angeles, you know, I've met very many people in Los Angeles that still are very uncomfortable with
it. Oh, God, fuck them.
Yeah.
I don't have any patience. Like, I just don't
have enough time.
I have no patience with people who are just fucking out of their mind and don't see equality as equality. Especially when you're, you know, Christians going to church, you're saying, oh, thou shall not judge, and you turn around and you see me coming into church. Oh, look at that whore. Throw Jesus juice on her. Fuck you!
Jesus juice.
I mean, what the hell?
I mean, if it's wine, just like be ready to drink
it. You know, I took like 2 shots of Jesus wine at a Catholic church.
They water
Mark Wahlberg
it down,
was
though.
There too. Mark Wahlberg was there. He was probably there for the wine too.
Nothing wrong with that.
They water
it
down.
It was like extra
in
heavy wine in Beverly Hills. Yeah.
Oh, was it?
And Jesus was heavy.
It's because everyone's hungover.
Was lit.
The celebrities need to hair the dog because they're hungover from the night before.
Right.
Well, we can move on to something a little lighter now if you guys want.
Yeah.
I've been very interested. Fox released a new show called The Masked Singer.
Yes.
And the reason we're covering it is because it's been the biggest reality comp debut since American Idol. Millions and millions of people are watching the show. Twitter's all over it. We're going to watch a clip right now and get your thoughts, Courtney. For those listening on the podcast, the voice you're hearing is sung by a terrifying giant bunny with red piercing eyes.
Oh my gosh.
That's amazing.
Joel McHale.
That's Joe McHale. He was a guest.
It was me, you guys. It was me.
It was you.
It was me. I had you all fooled.
You'd actually be great for this show.
I want to be on the show so bad. Are you kidding?
Yeah.
Are you one of the celebrities on the show?
I would do anything to be on
the
show.
Are you secretly one of the celebrities on this show?
No.
And we'll find out when they unmask you.
I'm not, but I would.
Okay, does anyone else watch this and think it's terrifying?
I mean, it's like
I think it's really cool.
It's American Idol on acid.
Yes.
But there's something, like, endearing about it that's actually somewhat enjoyable.
I actually think I have that that sleep nighty.
I think it's so scary.
Do you know the ones you get from Amazon Prime? I have one.
So the reason I wanted to bring this up is because everyone's watching this show, and I think this is one of the scariest things I've ever seen.
Why?
I think you need to dye
your hair blonde. Blondes have more fun.
But maybe I'm a wet mop.
I think he's just not being fun
enough. I'm a wet mop. Maybe I'm a wet mop.
A wet mom?
A wet mop.
Stepdad vibes. It's not.
Oh my god, I thought he said a wet mom. I was like, Milfy.
You know.
Oh my god.
So you're into this show, Courtney, at least from what you've seen.
I mean, yeah. I mean, I want to be on it.
Why do you think? Why do you think this show has captured America's hearts?
I think probably. I don't know. It kind of reminds me of What's Your Line.
Whose line is it anyway?
Yeah,
is that right?
What's Your Line was way back in the 50s, baby.
Oh,
I'm taking you far back.
Catch me up.
Yeah. I'm like Wikipedia. Okay, no. It's What's Your Line. It was way back in the 50s.
Like cocaine.
Huh? What? Probably before. Who cares? But the point is they would mask and celebrities would come on and they would talk in different kind of talk like this to try to throw the people off the panel. So it was like a competition show. Google it, you guys. What's your line?
That's our homework for next week.
Jeez, yes. I thought you'd be up to date.
I know.
Well, this show is really popular in Korea, and that's why they brought it over to the United States, because when something's successful internationally, we like to steal ideas and rip people off. Mm-hmm. That's the American dream.
Yeah.
And I thought at first, when I first heard of the show, and look, I know Jenny McCarthy. I've worked with her for many, many years. So I was excited for her.
I said no to her show.
And I
did you?
Watched.
Yeah.
You would love her. She's a really great person to chat with.
I was just being so bullied, like, on all these different shows I was going on. Bethany Frankel. And, right. And I just, like, canceled. And I was just like, oh, no. But I love Jenny McCarthy.
Yeah.
And I just feel like she hates me.
No, she does not hate you.
So shout out, Jenny. if you don't hate me, please tell me.
Why do you hate Jenny?
Well, don't cancel on her show.
No, I canceled because there was like some like rumor gossip shit about like how she was like, I don't know, like she didn't like me or something. And I was so paranoid about being set up for shows all the time.
Right.
Anna Nicole back in the day, you know, what was set up. I mean, on Howard Stern, they set her up. He put a scale under the floor and made fun of her weight. Oof. You know, and I've haven't been that ridiculed, but I've been pretty ridiculed in my own right. And so I would just like, but I love Jenny, so I would love to know if she hates me or not. I don't know. I just heard it through the grapevine. I'm not going to spill all that, but I heard that.
You would actually really enjoy going on her show. It's a lot of fun. But I think watching the previews, I don't think this is a show I would have initially watched because it looks so crazy and outlandish, but because I did want to support her, I tuned in and I kind of liked it. You know, American Idol's a little boring.
Yeah.
I can't get into The Voice. Like, the singing competition shows are just so retired that, like, they had to do something to spice things up, and I find so many people, I was literally walking down the street the other day and I saw these two young girls that were talking about the show, and it was not a demographic that I even expected, but I think it's really resonating with so many different audiences.
It's definitely a hit. I just
is it like the new America's Got Talent?
It's crushing in the ratings.
It's building that momentum. Yeah, they're already, I think, ready to sign for a second season because it's doing so well.
Courtney on.
I think
there you go, Courtney.
I think Nick Cannon is so hot.
He's great on the show.
Single.
Is he good?
He's single.
Yeah, I don't. Well, yeah, post Mariah.
Post Mariah.
I think he's so cute.
See, you and Mariah just have so much in common now.
Yeah.
God.
Absolutely. Thanks. Well, I'll be interested to see what happens with the show. Oh, man, it looks like we're getting close to wrap. Let's real quick talk about one more story.
Yes.
Kate Hudson's brand new daughter, they're raising her as genderless.
Cool.
Yeah.
Totally. I always said if I had a kid, I would seriously hang a pair of jeans with, like, you know, ripped up kind of chains on one side, and then I would put the little tutu in your daughter, and I would just go, pick one.
and let them.
Yeah, why not?
I love it.
I mean, I don't know.
So at what age, like, because at a certain point, do you think it's the kid? Like, how does, like, logistically?
I mean, we are in a society where we are so conditioned to, like, traditional gender roles. So yeah. If she's trying to eliminate, like, that and give her daughter a little more freedom, I get that. But, I mean, we still, as men and women, have biological, you know, traits that we naturally are, you know, accustomed to. But I think, I mean, I don't think it's necessarily a bad thing. I think it's more of, like, as you get older, it's tough to kind of have your individuality because we're still in a culture and a society where, you know, boys wear pants and girls wear dresses.
How would you raise your child then?
I mean, I would allow my child to express their own individuality. But
would you, like, when the baby goes, whoop, here you go, you put it in, like, little, like,
yeah,
suit
I guess
or something?
That is a little...
Or would you put it in a tutu or a, you know, gender-friendly outfit?
I mean, I guess I would probably start in a gender-friendly outfit just because, again, that's what we're conditioned to do and yeah. understand and be okay with. But I think as if the child gets older and starts to identify a personality
yeah,
of
agree.
His or her own, then, like, I would fully support that.
What do you think of, like, you know, I was so into, like, this stuff about, you know, these moms raising these children. And then yeah. they're, like, you know, 8 years old, I want to cut off my wee-wee. Mm-hmm. And the mom's like, okay, well, we got to start the hormone treatments yeah. before their puberty. What do you guys think of that?
It's very early, and I don't know if you, at that
age, what would you
you're...
do if your kid was like, hey, I want to grow a penis? Well,
I mean, I think that's a little too young to be doing any type yeah. of surgery, you know, and there's obviously
no, it's a hormone
some emotional...
Right?
Well, I
yeah.
mean, even then, it's like affecting their body in different ways,
exactly.
and their body hasn't
right.
even fully developed. Yeah. Like, it's not until you're a teenager
you
that
think?
Hormones start
I
to kind of
I think you need to
play.
Go through puberty before you start
yeah.
making any decisions.
Yeah, I
and
agree.
I also feel when I look at myself and... Your point of view would be so interesting on this. We could talk about it next week, but I feel like I still don't have a fully formed idea of who I am. Mm-hmm. And I feel like if I was...
I don't think anybody does,
right.
baby.
That's
Seriously.
True. No one
Nobody
does.
Nobody does. We're all lost clowns.
But to think about being
Forever
like 12, I'm glad my parents stepped in
right?
to sort of help yeah. be my decision makers until mm-hmm. I was 18, you know? Like, I'm glad I yeah. had parental guidance. And
you are so lucky.
I know, I am. And not
wow.
everyone's that lucky, so...
I raised my mother. No, I'm kidding.
But it's true. I don't know. I think
I love you, Mom. I love you, Mom. I love you, Dad. Even though we're not really talking right now. We'll talk about that next week, too.
Yeah, let's get
daddy
into family
issues.
Stuff.
I want to get into daddy issues.
We're
going to
talk about family
week.
Next week and yeah. what good parenting is and how long parents... That'll be our next week
That's a great
topic.
One. Hopefully so you'll be blonde then.
Yeah, maybe I'll be blonde
Can
by then.
Can you work
we'll
on him?
My wife would love that. I'm doing a podcast,
she's so cute.
I
stalked your Instagram. Your wife is so cute.
She's pretty great.
I was like, I didn't know she was so hot.
She's, yeah. Well, I agree.
You should go around and be like, hey, my hot wife.
I do, you know?
You should, you know.
We're both in the Midwest, so I think...
You're a little like, shy about
yeah,
it.
A little shy. Well, it depends on the context.
Yeehaw.
Maybe not when we're alone, but when we're in public, maybe. Anyway, guys, we're getting into family issues next week. We'll get into daddy issues and talk about... How about we talk about
yeah.
when how long parents should parent? I feel like that's a really interesting conversation to have.
Shit.
Until then, guys, my name is Jeff.
Until death.
You can find me online at Jeffrey C. Graham.
Hi, guys. I'm Zach Peter. You can find me at Just Plain Zach all over the internet.
And I am Courtney Stodden. You can find me on Instagram, Courtney A. Stodden, and Twitter, Courtney Stodden. And I have a new album coming out. Stay tuned, babies. I love you.
Yeah.
Mwah. Any final thoughts, Courtney, before we make our way out?
Any final thoughts?
Yeah.
I think this show is going to be so fucking rad.
Me too.
Yeah.
I'm excited. Should we go out on a live your damn life? Do we think?
Fine, yeah, baby.
Let's do it.
Ready? One,
this camera.
Two, three.
Live your damn life.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.